Blog Talk Radio.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Ooh, you already know, baby. It's your boy, Tetra Bilas. Hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
Hey, do me a favor, man. Put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Because if you're a square from Delaware and you got on clean underwear, I don't know, man. Okay, do what you do, baby.
I don't have clean underwear, but I'm going to play it anyway. You feel me?
I got you.
Already know it is that D to the R to the bones to the elbow to guts to the P's to the pods. It's that doctor.
Ooh, it's that doctor.
It's that doctor.
It's that bones himself, guys.
It's that doctor. Beep, beep, beep. Bones.
Yeah. Ain't nobody rocking like this. Ain't nobody out there swift like this. Everywhere I go, all I hear is this. Yes, I must confess, and that's true. We keep it fresh, we're keeping it fresh. And we're ain't in trap, we're staying consistent, giving them hits. Can't eat on it.
Ooh, hello, and,
hello, guys.
Oh, my, guys. Give me the beat right
now. Okay, okay.
Give me the beat right now.
What? Okay.
All day. All day. Oh, man. So
guys, we got a great show tonight at the time of 9:30 if you're in that valley of AZ, which is the best.
Exactly. Man, Tetra, you're on it tonight.
Nah, bro, I just had like 3 freaking sacks of Mountain Dew right now.
That's what's up. I just had 5 lines of Coke that you just made for me.
Like, I don't even drink freaking cans. I drink the sacks. Like, you put them in one big sack and then just, you know what I mean?
Wait, what? You
Mountain Dew
into your sack?
No.
I'm so confused.
Nah, anyways, you know, we got that.
We have that boy Patrick NG on tonight to sing a couple songs, guys, a YouTube showcase show.
Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Okay, good.
But seriously, it's going to be super good. We have Patrick on tonight. How we found him, let me tell you.
Okay.
Jim, lovely Jim.
I love that Jim.
Love Jim. But we were chilling in the studio and we were like, I'm a big fan of Streetlight Manifesto. And I was like, let's find somebody that can sing Streetlight Manifesto.
Okay.
People who usually cover them, they suck horribly, like really bad.
Yeah, like really bad.
And so I'm like, Jim, you're not going to find it, man. If you find it, you can cut one of my toes off and send it to my mother and tell you're going to.
And then Jim was like, shut up and do it. Words from, you know, Tyler and Melody.
Exactly. That's tasty. And then Jim, click, popped it up, Patrick NG from the University of Toronto, guys. This is the second time we're going out of this country.
Ooh, yes.
Second time. We've been to London.
Now okay.
To Toronto.
Wow, road trip or what?
Road trip, guys.
Hey,
what?
Real quick, Docker.
Say it,
speaking
man.
Of universities,
say it.
I'm not saying that U of A just smashed on Duke, baby, and they're going to the Elite Eight, but that's what they do.
But U of A just smashed Duke, and they're going to the Elite Eight. I got to say something really quick. We have this teacher at my school, and his name's Mr. Baker, right?
Okay, does he bake?
He bakes bread. You feel me?
He bakes grades. That's what you mean?
He bakes some grades. No. So stupid. No. But you remember, you know how ASU and U of A play every year in football, right?
Yeah.
So this is like in December, you know, when
okay.
they played. And
yeah.
I was leaving his class. I was like, Mr. Baker, you going to watch the game tonight? Because he went to U of A. He was there for 7 years, right?
Okay.
I told him. I was like, Mr. Baker, you going to watch the game tonight? And he's all, what game? He's all, for basketball? I was like, are you kidding me? It's like December.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? It's cool. He'll get around to sports one day.
So I think UMA plays UConn this.
They play
UConn. This Saturday, right?
A really good game, man. They play Kemba Walker and UConn. That's gonna be tough for them, but they can do it. You know.
I feel you.
I feel like they can do it. Guys, I'm so excited for tonight's show. I'm telling you, it's gonna be good. We're calling out of the country. It's gonna be juicy, man. We got Patrick on, and he sings pretty good, guys. And he's singing an original song too. So I don't know what the second song's gonna be like.
Yeah, we haven't even like. He's like, hey Patrick, what song you singing? Hey, bro, don't worry about it. And I was
like you know what the song's called? Song
what?
One. That's what it's called.
Oh yeah. So, okay, so I remember that. And then yeah, I was like, hey Patrick, what song's about? You're like, hey, you wanna get gusted? Like, no,
he's
I don't.
He's gonna start the song to sound beautiful and be like, bring, bring, f you, f you, f you. And then our switchboard's like kind of like messed up right now, and I'm gonna be like. I'm going to have to sing it myself. Patrick's going to do the melodies for me, and I'm going to sing the road jack. Test it out really quick, man. You want to try it?
Oh, go ahead, man. So he starts saying it, right?
I'll start it off. You ready? No, you got to start it off. You go, dun, dun,
dun. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, like, he starts it, and then I go, dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun,
oh, Jack, don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Okay. Here we go. You guys are
ready
for it.
Yeah, no, maybe next time we'll do one of those.
Maybe at the end of this show we'll bust a little wrap up for you guys, okay? So stick
around. Yeah, I mean, we'll pull an acapella.
Stick
we'll
around
a little fella. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Tetra brought up. Hold on, how much time do we have? We have time. Yesterday, me and Tetra were talking about eighth grade days, and there's a girl I used to know. Her name was Rachel, right? Remember Rachel, Tetra?
Yeah, Doug. Okay. Yeah. Okay, the Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel. Anyway, Tetra reminded me of this beautiful song that my uncle made. I mean, this is one of the most beautiful songs in the entire world. And I really don't remember the experience. Like, can you explain to the audience, Tetra, like what I'm trying to like explain that happened in eighth grade?
You want me to say how you set it up?
Everything. See, Rachel's reaction, mine, what happened. I don't even remember, you know?
Okay. So, you know, we're sitting at the table at lunch, right?
Yeah, man.
And so, you know, the doctor was like, oh, yeah, my uncle, he was like, he played this cool song, and he was like,
he made it himself, too. I just want to say that real quick. He recorded it and made it himself.
Yeah, okay. So then he puts his arm around his girl. He's like, oh, here's how it goes. I forgot how it goes. Let me see if I can remember. You want to do it, doctor, or you want me to try to get it?
Dude, get it. Sing the song. I had my arm around my girl. I had it, like, around her. I was like,
yeah.
So he's like, her ear.
He's like, I was with this girl, right? And we went to the couch, right? And I banged her. 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 And he just could never stop. Like, his face was so scared. I banged her. I banged her. I banged her. And then the girl, like, just looked at his arm. And she's like, and then she just threw it, and his arm was flying. And now
she called me a pig?
Oh, she's like, yeah, you classless pig. And then I stood up, and I gave her a quick slap.
And he said, don't you ever talk to men like that. You better know your place, woman. And then, you know, she took it, and I've never seen her since. So that's the story.
Yeah, she's moved countries and stuff.
That's the story of Rachel, the Filipino girl.
We got to have a freaking Kalani on one day, dude.
We got to have my Uncle Kalani on. This dude, this cat is...
He's not a cat, guys. He's a man.
No, he's literally... He made it with
he's
the
really
cat.
He's really feline.
Literally, he's furry and his legs are hairy. But, I mean, guys, this guy's amazing. He has tattoos all over his body. I mean, you don't know where his legs start and where his wiener ends. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just all black. With
it's all
black.
All pink and brown.
What is that coming out of his stomach?
Are those his guts?
That's my small intestine.
You know, we got to get your boy Patrick on.
Seriously, let's get Patrick on. Tetra, can you set that up for him?
Yeah, let me go real back to the... All right, I'll be back.
All right, man. He's gone, guys. No. Blas has left us. I really don't know what to do right now. I'm just sitting here and, like, in my head, I'm like, what do I even say right now? My head hurts. And it's horrible. I mean, my socks, they have holes in them. So when I walk, I'm getting these bad boils. And it's just really disgusting, you know? And then nobody even cares, and it really hurts my heart 20,000 times. If you guys could see my heart right now, guess what? You can't. You can't see my heart because it's broken into a million pieces because I have holes in my socks, and I'm getting blisters because of it. So you think of that right now before you ever talk to me. So how you guys doing, man? I just want to say that. I don't even know where that came from.
Hey, doctor.
What is up, man?
Shut your mouth for a second, because we have your boy, Patrick, on the line right now.
Patrick, thank you so much for joining us, man.
Hey, yeah, no problem.
Thank you so much. So how you doing today? How's Toronto, man? I've never been there.
Cold.
It's
very
cold.
What's the
degrees over there?
The degree right now? Yeah, I believe it's like minus 10 right now.
Minus
like
10?
Yeah, it's man, it's like spring over here, but like for some reason, fucking, what happened? There's like a random snowstorm or some shit that just came on. So I was like, all right,
oh.
True. Fun stuff.
That's crazy. I mean, we don't get that here in Arizona. I mean, it's like 100.
Yeah, I mean,
in the
so
way.
It's spring, but it's not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
It's horrible. It's like one of the worst things ever. All right, so
yeah.
For all the people out there listening, we do this YouTube showcase every week. Jim White found Patrick because we love Street Light. Well, I love Street Light Manifesto. And so can you let the people know, like, how you got your start on YouTube and, like, how you started making videos and whatnot?
Yeah, sure. Kind of just started in high school one day. Like, I've been playing guitar for, like, I don't know, like, 6 years already, but, like, I started actually singing in grade 9, and that was, mostly when, you know, hormones are, like, flipping about and shit, right?
Yeah.
And you're, like, you have a lot to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And you're really angsty. No,
yeah.
That was just me, personally, but, yeah. Yeah, so I just started recording myself, actually, because, I don't know, I kind of wanted to put my music out there, and, you know.
It's crazy.
So this is
your first year in college, am I correct?
Yes, it is.
So, okay, this is something I want to know, because what's, like, some of the craziest stuff that's happened to you in college so far?
Craziest stuff, eh?
Let it out, man. Whatever you can think of.
Pull out your diary, whatever you have to do.
I don't really think there was actually really crazy shit, but, like, you know, there's always, like, parties every weekend, just making out with random girls. You know, personally, that's just something I used to do back in the first semester.
Ooh, okay.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, playing rainbow.
Yeah,
that
was as crazy as I got.
All right. You know, so, your name's Patrick, I don't know, do you, like, get a lot of, like, SpongeBob references because of your name?
Fuck yeah, I do. Like, like in grade 6, yeah, man, especially when I was younger, it was like, man,
mm-hmm.
God damn it, shut the fuck up.
I hope you didn't say that in 6th grade, because, you know, you get exposed for that much, but cool.
Dang, man, you're a little crazy little kid.
yeah.
I just want a Tetris question, but I'm going to steal it.
Wow, okay, bye, bro.
Sorry, man. All right, have you ever been to the U.S.?
Yes, I have.
You have? When?
Did you like it?
Yeah, like, actually,
Did you love it?
This past summer, yeah, I loved it.
Where'd you go?
I went to, Las Vegas.
Ooh, Las Vegas.
Yeah, oh. But, yeah, you know, still, like, underage, so I can really do my shit.
Yeah, except
yeah,
get prostitutes and go in your hotel, I feel you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. The show's getting real dirty, guys, really fast. All the listeners out there, I'm sorry, you gotta...
It is what it is, you know? But, yeah, so Street Light Manifest, you're a big fan of Street Light Manifest, right? Are you?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Quite a big fan.
We love them. Have you been to many of their shows?
Yeah, every time they come down to Toronto. Yeah, me and my friends go check the shows out.
Ooh,
it's
that's
good
nice.
Stuff.
That's nice. So what are you studying in college right now?
I'm in, like, this sort of course called Life Sciences. It's basically just this, just basic science course, like, with, like, biology.
It's science about life, right?
Yeah, science about life.
Oh, simple. I like that.
That's
yeah. Nice.
So, hey, Doc, should we get this started?
Let's get one of the first songs started. The first song you're going to sing is A Moment of Silence, right?
Yes, yeah.
All right, man, sounds good. So if we can hit that up right now for our listeners.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let me just get my guitar set up.
All right, cool.
Do what you do, man.
Do what you do.
Yep.
I just saw somebody eating a phone right now. Going down the Oregon.
Yum, yum, yum.
I like that. That's a good song.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. moment of silence, please, for those who never get the chance. They show up to the party, but they never have to dance. The losers, the liars, the bastards, the thieves, the cynicists, the pessimists, and those who don't believe in nothing. Said, I never met a loser that I didn't see out of glare. I stand to your eyes, but you look past me in the air. What's it like to stand in your shoes? They never felt the belt of somebody's abuse. So I take a bottle and sip it for all my heroes that I passed. And last and left, but the stories they were last. Oh, right, for the recruiting call. The banner we stand and the banner we fall. Oh. So tell me, how long do you think you could go before you lose it all? Before they call your bluff and watch you fall, all I don't know. But I like to think I have control. At some point, but I let it go and lost the soul. Won't get stuck, but the revolution seems away. You lose the faith and I'm running out of things to say. So I guess I had no choice but to regard to thee. A tired anthem of a loser and a hypocrite. And oh, until I die that night, I realize it wouldn't last. I did one onward in the reaper till the hour passed. I finally made it of a sinking ship that's come past. And so, until the west, you don't know what it is you're running from. And everybody's laughing loud. A last chance to make your mother and your father proud. Of silence, please, for those who never get the chance. They show up to the party, but they never ask to dance. The losers, the liars, the bastards, the thieves, the cynicists, the pessimists, and those who don't believe in nothing. I said a box upon your house, upon your family, and everyone you ever knew, and everyone you'll ever meet. I bet they wish that we had joined when we could. But we do what we want, we don't do what we should. Now everybody's laughing, cause they're thinking they're on something I don't get. Don't forget, I connect and I heard every word just said. Like a child, believed he was wrong. And he hated me so much, then stop singing my song. So tell me, how long do you think you could go before you lose it all? Before they call your bluff and watch you fall, all I don't know. But I like to think I had control at some point, but I let it go and lost it all. Won't get stuck, but the revolution needs a way. I'm losing faith and I'm running out of things to say. So I guess I had no choice but to regurgitate. A tired anthem of a loser and a hypocrite. And go to the west. You don't know what it is you're running from. And everybody's laughing loud. A last chance to make your mother and your father proud. Oh, 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 oh.
That was a moment of silence.
That was tasty.
That was good, man. Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
No problem.
And, have you ever tried trying to rap or anything? Because like, you have a like, unique voice that you could just, like, I don't know, sounds pretty cool.
No. Maybe one day I'll try that.
Maybe one day on YouTube you should post a rapping video of you just letting all your hands
go. Yeah, just me.
Exactly.
A kid just rapping around you.
Exactly. Stare at a blank wall and just rap. It would be like the best video.
Like, don't even blink, just stare at the screen the whole time and just let your like, just flow.
That'd be great. Okay, I have a question. While I was listening to you play guitar, have you ever, like, just got a girl and just, like, played a guitar to her to, like, win her over?
Yes.
You
actually,
have?
I have. Many times. Many a times.
Ooh, Patrick's quite a player, guys, just to let you guys know.
That is nice. That's good stuff. Tetra, do you have a question for him?
I just wondering, okay, your last name's NG, right?
Yes, it is.
How did, is that just two different letters, or how did that, I don't know if you know, like, your roots too.
Oh, no, it's my actual last name is just two letters. You pronounce it as ing, so it's like ing, like going sort of thing.
Ing.
Yeah. It's kind of strange, but you know.
No, it's tight. It's unique.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, so this is a question we have. What do you got, like, what do you listen to? I know, obviously, Street Light Manifesto, but what else are you bumping?
Yeah, like, we'll get your juices flowing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? I don't know, I listen to, like a variety of stuff. So, yeah, the Street Light, I listen to Bedouin Soundclash a lot.
They're great.
Yeah, Arctic Monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Shrub.
Okay.
You know, sometimes just throwing Justin Bieber once in a while, you know.
Dude, you gotta have some baby in there, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah, I feel it.
All the time.
I love me some baby, you know.
I love
not
it.
Not too much, but, you know, no homo right there, but.
Yeah.
I went to the doctor, and he was like, oh, I'm thinking of coming down with something. I was like, oh, yeah, I got a fever. Bieber fever. What?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it happens all the time. All right, so you kind of touched on this a little bit before, that you started singing in ninth grade because, like, all the, I feel you, all the hormones and stuff, but where do you get, like, your inspiration from writing your songs?
Who taught you how to sing?
No. Where do you get your inspiration from?
Oh, really, I kind of just, you know, like, before I used to be, yeah, of, like, hormone-driven stuff, but now I find that it comes from a lot of stuff, you know. I just sometimes just go out for a walk and I, like, observe other people. It sounds kind of creepy, I know, but...
I like to take my binoculars out and just...
It's like, oh, yeah, check that guy out over there. But, you know, like, I just, like, I see how, like, other people, like, interact and stuff, like, in society. It's kind of strange, but that's how I usually, like... And then, like, I kind of base it off my own life sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, make connections and shit like that. It's a strange writing style, but...
It's cool. Whatever works for you, man.
So, like, you said you started singing because of your hormones. So, like, once they stop it, you're done, you're just going to keep on going.
No. I think I'm glad I started because, you know, like, now I found a hobby that I can actually, like, pursue.
Yeah, it's good. Here's another question I have. Who would you, like, most want to tour with, like, in your head? Like, a dream for you would be?
You could say Tetra Blas, so that's cool, but, you know.
You can say whoever you want.
Dream tour, eh? I think it would be with the Arctic Monkeys any day.
Ooh.
Like, I'd love Street Light and Manifesto, but, man, Arctic Monkeys are just, like,
I'm not gonna lie, I've never even heard of it. Are they cool? Like,
The name
sounds great. Like, I just want to hang out with them just because of the name.
First of all, dude, you're not the host of this show anymore. I'm just kidding. Dude, they're, like, amazing.
Hey, Patrick, you want to just take my face and off me? Want to do that? And just look up.
Dude, the Arctic Monkeys are genius. Brian Storm, Marty Bum. I mean, I can go on for days. They're amazing.
There are only two people in the band, but I'll go on for days, but that's pretty much who else is in the band.
No, they're amazing. All right, man, so we're kind of low on time, but you're going to play us out with your original song, right? It's called Song 1, right?
Yes, it is.
Is this the first of many songs? Is there a Song 2 and a Song 7?
Or is this just the best song, so it's number one?
Yeah.
It was just called Song 1 because I couldn't think of a better name. Or any name at all.
I like your style.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called originality, I guess. All right, yeah, so I'll play it right now.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Set a face without love, and I found my heart in disarray. And faith without that little man who always dies inside. Oh, baby, please, I'm dying. Oh, baby, please, I'm done. You're the only person with a half decent heart, and I know we are putting it into you. I set a face without luck. I found it hard to disappear. And face without my little girl, who always asks what the fuck is going on. Oh, baby, please, I'm dying. baby, please, I'm done. Cause you're the only person with a half decent eye, and I know we are putting an end to you. Oh, baby, please, I'm dying. Oh, baby, please, I'm gone. Cause you're the only person with a half decent eye, and I know we are putting an end to you. And I know we are putting an end to you. And I know we are putting an end to you.
Ooh, I like that.
That's what gets the juices flowing right there.
Gets my juices flowing right there. Patrick, it's been great, man. It's been a fun time, man. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
No problem, man. Anytime.
Oh, guys, that was great.
That was good. But before I end the show, I'm going to have to go on Blog Talk Radio and mark this show explicit. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, I guess our intern, you know, didn't let him know. But it's cool, guys, you know. Like,
it's cool,
you know,
though, you know.
Sometimes you got to let it loose and just be like, hey, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'll say it, too. I don't care. Come at me, bro. Come at me. If our guest gets to do that, I don't know why I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't care. Patrick's inspiring with my own man right now.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, it's getting hot in the studio.
Should I just pull, like, a Britney Spears and start shaving my head real quick?
I have a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
It's more cowbell.
Oh, man, guys, this has been a good show. I didn't think it was going to pan out to be this great. This show's a first of many, man.
Not really.
Really good. You missed it, Tetra, when you were gone. I was talking gay on the phone.
No, okay, so, you know, like, you know how I'm kind of here, but not really?
Yeah.
So I'm leaving, and you know, I'm shaking up. And Tetra's going, guys. He's going. And I was like, oh, God, what is he doing?
What is he out of his sleeve? A winner. Nah, but seriously, guys, I like Patrick. Patrick's going to be good. You know, I want... Okay, this is something we've been thinking about, me and Tetra, we've been talking about this. Because you know how we always play Mambo number 5 in the beginning? And I mean, that's our trademark. It's cool, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's not our trademark, but...
Yeah, I know. So I'm saying, like, it's a trademark of our
yeah,
song,
yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
our song, you know?
Like, whatever I hear, I think of us, man.
Yeah,
I mean?
But I want a theme song, you know what I'm saying?
Like our own? Yeah, like...
We've been talking about this. I want a Dr. Bones and Tetra theme song, and, like... I want somebody with a unique voice, and I think Patrick, dude, his voice fits it. You know, if you
his voice was cool. Like, I can't even do it, but that's
I know. Like, if you stick him like in a recording studio and he records like a theme song, because you know he comes up with brilliant songs. Why
yeah,
don't
yeah,
know
yeah.
him? But I'm thinking that he comes up with brilliant songs. But I'm saying because I was thinking of all these different people because we have Patrick, we have, I mean, just a list of people. We have Kimo Watanabe.
It's just Patrick, guys. I'm not gonna lie to you.
No, it's not. She's lying. Because I've been talking to Kimo Watanabe and Cub World. Of doing that stuff. Even Melody and Tyler, I could talk to Melody and tell her to write something up. We've just been thinking, guys, and if you think this is a good idea, let us know on our website, because we're going to come up with a song. And we don't know we're going to name it yet.
We don't. Maybe it could be called the Dr. Bones and Tetra song, or Song 2, inspired by Patrick.
Ooh, or it could be called Pull Out Your Wiener. That's it. That's
all.
All right,
guys, I got to go, because Doctor's over here acting like a freak.
Okay, I'm not the one sitting here dropping atomic F-bombs on everybody. Dude, but it is what it is. This is a crazy show. You know, it happened. The show happened. We can't go back in time and erase it, you know?
You guys have any inspiration for a song, if we should get, go to either, you know, our website.
Go to our website and let us know what song. Not what song, but, like, what the name should be and whatnot, you know?
Yeah.
Last thing. I gotta say this real quick. Sorry, Coach, etc. If you guys want to come see us, me and Tetra Blas, we're gonna be having a signing, autograph signing, and we'll be on Saturday, Chandler, Arizona, Barbecue Festival. We'll be there with the Expendables, One Pinch Short, Real Big Fish. We'll be chilling with them backstage.
Yeah.
Come check that out, guys.
But if you want an autograph, just don't get it because like I'm probably not gonna. I don't know how to write.
I probably won't give it to you unless.
Yeah.
Yeah, boobs. You know what I'm saying?
Man boobs count too.
Man boobs count. No. I'm only writing about man boobs. Get girls out of here. Get girls out of here. That's all I gotta say. We have 10 seconds left. This is Dr. Bones. You know what I do in the 602.
Okay, you already know, baby. It's your boy Ketra B Live, aka B Live.
Catch you next week, guys. Bye.
You already know, baby.